Hey, Horror Movie Night, we are back with another bonus episode from Fantastic Fest, and we're actually sitting down with any of you guys who discovered our show through our parent company, Geekscape. This is a Geekscape legend, longtime friend, Alexander Philippe, the director of Memory, The Origins of Alien.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. So, I love this doc. What I love about it is that it actually lives up to its name. In the sense of, and you said this right before the screening, it's not your typical behind the scenes. It's not, you know, this isn't building to like, and then it was released and it made all of this money. It's literally analyzing the actual origins of the alien. Where did its inspiration come from? Where did the storyline come from? What made you decide to go in that direction?
I think it was really the only direction. Well, not the only direction, but it was, you know, I think the behind the scenes, the nuts and bolts of the film have been really well documented. You know, there was really no reason for me to go there. You know, but I think that there were there were ideas that are still in a way unexplored, and I think Dan O'Bannon, quite frankly, is very much the unsung hero. You know, of Alien. You know, I don't think we talk about him enough, and the fact that his archives had been largely untapped to this day, and like, you know, we got the opportunity to work with Diane O'Bannon and open his archives, and then starting to really realize all of the reasons that Alien became this huge success at a time when it was not supposed to be. I think Alien, you know, very much taps into our ancient past, you know, into ideas and images that are connected to mythology, that are connected to our collective unconscious in a very powerful way. And I think, you know, the initial sort of impulse was to examine the chestburster scene in the way that, you know, I looked at the psycho shower scene in 1752, but yet those are very completely different scenes. And so, you know, very quickly after a few months of production, we realized, oh my gosh, you know, if we want to do it the same way, then we're going to have a very cool, very elaborate, very interesting behind the scenes doc. But again, that's not what we do. And so it was the moment that I opened that door on mythology that everything started sort of falling into place. And I realized, okay, this is what this film needs to be. And you know, it is, of course, a film about Alien, no question about it. But it's a film about the resonance of myth in our collective unconscious on a very sort of profound thematic level.
And I think that's cool that you still kind of got a documentary about the chestburster scene, but yeah. It's very much, you know, it's an hour and a half, but for an hour we're building, it's this constant build up to what is this chestburster.
Exactly, and that was the whole intent of the film was it was going to be, well, just like Alien, this kind of slow burn, you know, in a way, but also this kind of build up where you know you're heading towards the chestburster. You know that at some point it's sort of the inevitable moment in Memory. You're gonna get to it, and you know, I'm glad you picked up on that, and you know, I hopefully kept people in suspense, knowing that they were gonna get there, because it is. I mean, I think you know you can certainly argue it is the moment of Alien. You know, yeah. But it's also a moment that I think is better understood once you've really dug deep into all of the elements that make Alien, all of the reasons why the film resonates so much with audiences, and then you can sort of see it and appreciate it in all its glory.
And this isn't your first or even your second documentary that analyzes an aspect of film. Obviously, yeah. There was People vs. George Lucas, there was Dawn of the Dead. What do you think is this draw that you have, and obviously the public has, that keeps going for these documentaries, for this look back on the nostalgia of our childhood, essentially?
Well, I think you know, and I would say specifically the films that we focus on, is I think that it's more than nostalgia. I mean, I'm really personally very, very interested in these cinema moments that become cultural moments, and that that have ripples way outside of the movie theater and way beyond their own time, you know, because I think they're cinema moments, they're breakthrough moments on a pure sort of, you know, filmic level, but they're also pop culture moments, and they have affected us profoundly and continue to have that effect, you know. And of course, the, you know, Star Wars was that, and the shower scene was that, and Chessbuster is this, and so it's all that's what I'm really interested in. And I think that, you know, those moments are extremely important, and they're worthy of further study, of continuous study, and to be able to be a bridge, you know, between cinema studies and the general public, which is the way that I kind of see the films that we make, I think is important, because I think that, you know, people who are film fans love to watch movies and rewatch movies and analyze movies. But I think there's always maybe a little bit of, you know, this sense that cinema studies is inaccessible, you know. And what I think we're trying to do with our films here is to show, you know, it's not as inaccessible as you think. You know, everybody, I think, has something to contribute and to say, and everybody can actually have fun deconstructing those scenes and those cultural moments and participating in that. And I think, to me, there's no greater joy than going to film festivals and sharing the film with audiences and being able to have then that dialogue with them, I think, is just so much fun.
And, you know, you're right with the scenes that you pick, because as a kid, before I saw Psycho, before I saw Alien, I knew of the shower scene. I knew of the chestburster. If you were to do a third doc, you were about to pitch a third doc in the same vein right now, what do you think would be the next big cinematic moment that you're thinking about?
Well, I mean, we just finished one on The Exorcist, actually, which premiered at the Venice Film Festival just a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, there you go.
Do my research.
it's called Leap of Faith.
Okay.
And you know, we've committed to some pretty huge festivals actually over the next few months, and you know, hoping to release the film in the coming year. But this one is very specifically from the perspective of William Friedkin, so it only has Friedkin in it.
Okay.
And you know, got to interview him for 6 days, and so it's a deep dive, you know. But there's no mention of special effects. Again, there's no, all of the stuff that people know is about the making of. It's not about that. It's really about his process as a filmmaker. It's about you know, how he's in a way sort of wrestles with some of the choices that he's made. And I mean, it's a very personal, intimate portrait of Friedkin, and you know, via The Exorcist very specifically.
All right. Well, the movie is Memory: The Origins of Alien. It'll be in select theaters and on VOD October 4th. Correct?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Well, guys, go check it out. You're not going to regret it.
Thank you.